Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Spirit Blessings with your host, Lisa Atkinson.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited because today we have Aeolia, who is one of the most amazing musicians and sound healers, and I have him on the line. I'm so excited. Hi, say hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
We made it back. We had so many requests to have you back because you did this amazing card deck called Pearls of Wisdom, and everyone can find the app for that. There's going to be a new iPhone app coming, but the Android one is already ready. And then, of course, the music is incredible. And I have to say that this was transformative for me. In my very early spiritual development, I listened to the Light Body, Anchoring the Light Body CD, which he's remade completely, and it's amazing. And I want to have him tell us more about that now. But I want to just, like, vouch for the power and healing and ascension of this music and what comes through. And this is such an honor and a gift. So everybody who's here, thank you for joining me. It's such a treat. We are so lucky. So I'm going to turn it over to Aeolia.
Thank you. Yes, today is Sunday. It's a wonderful day to really do this because people are home more and relaxing. So I just quickly wanted to share, because there's so much that I'm sure we'll be taking calls from people and so forth, so I'll try to keep this short. But we've all felt the intensity the last few months of the planetary changes and shifts taking place. And it's especially astrologically, it's been challenging and intense, bringing up shadow issues, so forth. I'd like to just do a quick little six-minute meditation with you before you hear my other one, which is 11 minutes. From my new album, Heal Your Life, Body, and Spirit. This one I'm going to share with you, I do every single morning to bring healing and transmutation to the planet and into my own life, because you know what, after you've been in the dream state, you need to do some clearing every day. So I'm going to do this prayer, and I'll do it live, and I just want to share it with everybody because
it really
is so helpful to me. So I'll go ahead, and when you're ready, I'll start.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody that, you know, it's such a good thing. It's really valuable. It's valuable in so many ways on every different level, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, you know, even material. It's very valuable to get these kind of attunements, and prayer is a wonderful way. Gratitude, a lot of people don't even know what prayer really is because it's so attached to specific religions, but it really is just as easy as being grateful to God and sending up, you know, some gratitude and getting into that mode of like, wow, how wonderful it is to be alive and to be able to breathe and see and share these moments together and have these amazing insights and have sharing, you know, with people like Aeolia, Master Healing and prayers. So I just want to just encourage everyone, whenever you want to make a big decision or you feel a little bit stuck or imbalanced, that you can, you know, find what works for you and definitely turn to these kind of prayers, okay? So I just wanted to give a little introduction and validation for like, this kind of attunement first. But go ahead. I'm so excited about this. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. No, what I just wanted to add to that is that every morning, it's so important to clear your energy field. I meditate every morning just to wash things from the night before, to clear, cleanse the body, the mind. And basically, dis-ease or any stress in the body or, you know, afflictions always have an emotional basis. It's some emotion we're not dealing with, whether it's anger or fear or anxiety, jealousy, whatever. And this is why it's so important. I find this meditation so helpful to cleanse and to clear these energies so that we are fresh and neutral palate, so that we can have a more of a beautiful day, you know, and not stumble on so many obstacles. So I'll go ahead and start the meditation. Okay, I'll invoke the presence.
Great, that's great.
Just relax, take a deep breath wherever you are, close your eyes, and just feel a soft presence in your heart and gently be aware of a ball of white light above your head. You don't have to focus on anything at all in particular. Let the thoughts come and go as I bring this energy meditation in. And just be aware of that gentle, loving presence in your heart and the globe of light above your head. Beloved, radiant, loving, I am God presence bright. Round us, seal your tube of pure white Christ light. I call forth the beloved I am God presence of every soul on this planet that needs healing, including our family, friends, and loved ones. I call upon their I am God presence, their holy Christ self, all their angelic guides, spirit guides, masters assisting them. I call forth the presence of beloved Saint Germain, Lady Portia, Archangel Zadkiel, beloved Holy Amethyst, angels of the presence and the violet transmuting flame and fire, Archangel Raphael, Master Hilarion, Mother Mary, Lord Christ, Lord Metatron, and Lord Melchizedek. Beloved, I am God presence, blaze and transmute any and all misqualified creation in our mental, emotional, physical, and etheric bodies. Clear and cleanse the cause record memory of all karmas and samskaras and all lifetimes and all dimensions and all spaces, past, present, and our future. Blaze and transmute the violet transmuting flame and fire. Visualize a violet ray, violet fire, and a beautiful magenta pink in the center of love, that everything is being transmuted in your heart, in your body, with love. The vibration of the magenta and then the violet is transmuting the cause, transmuting the effect, record, and memory of all disease, of all stress, all afflictions, mental, emotional, physical, etheric, in all timelines and in all dimensions. Through your divine love, mercy, compassion, Holy Spirit, radiant, loving, I am God presence, blaze and transmute and lift all of us. Lift us into the light of our greater I am God presence. And we fill all these spaces with the deepest gratitude and love. We bring in the full acceptance of the ruby gold ray of peace, resurrection, and renewal, renewing all the cells in our body with fresh, life-giving energy. We bring in the full acceptance of healing, the golden green ray of healing, Archangel Raphael. I accept full and total healing in every cell, tissue, atom, and organ of my body. We bring in the full acceptance, activating now the golden ray of illumination, sacred divine intelligence, activating 10, 12, 22, 36 DNA strands, visualizing a golden rainbow white light moving up and down the DNA ladder, sparkling all the strands with divine intelligence and wisdom and illumination. Let that run through your body, bringing in the full acceptance of divine intelligence and wisdom and discernment. And we bring in the full acceptance of unconditional divine love into our hearts now, knowing that we are worthy and we are love itself. I am filled with love. I am love. I am breathing love. I am breathing light, directing the energy flow in my body with love wherever it is needed for the healing of my entire being, healing my mental, emotional, physical, and etheric body. We bring in the full acceptance of the cosmic ray of cosmic Christ purity and ascension. Archangel Gabriel, beloved Astrea, beloved Serapis Bay, bringing in the white ray of cosmic Christ purity, empowering us with the white ray of cosmic Christ purity. And we call forth upon Archangel Michael now to bring in the blue flame armor of the ring test knot and seal all of our chakras, and seal our mental, emotional, physical, and etheric bodies in the blue ring pastinets of protection, protecting us from all harm, protecting us from disease, thought forms, bioelectrical pollution, biochemical pollution. We call you upon you, beloved, beloved Archangel Michael, to surround our four lower bodies and seal all our chakras in the bubble of the blue light wherever we are, wherever we go. And for this, we give our thanks. In breathing the full acceptance of all that I have called forth down to my body, mind, and spirit. We call this forth for all beings on the planet, all our loved ones, our children, our parents, and our friends. We give our thanks. We give our thanks.
That's beautiful. I have a guided meditation. Would you like to play that now?
Yes, why don't we do that? And again, just stay in a really calm, centered place. As you hear this again, this meditation is just a short excerpt of a 30-minute meditation specifically designed to activate and recode your DNA. And so you're going to hear a solfeggio sound. At the same time as you hear the meditation, I will ring a bell, which is the solfeggio frequency of 528, specifically designed for healing the DNA. This is a very rare instrument. I found it from India, and it just retunes your DNA. So from time to time, I will ring this tubular bell. As you hear the meditation, just relax, and I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, everybody, we're going to do that, and then remember to stay on because we are going to take some calls, but we can't take too many because we don't have a lot of time. But just stay relaxed, and we're going to do this meditation now.
Of gratitude. and love, shimmering with the radiance of gratitude. Each cell, atom, molecule, and organ in my body and brain is drinking and absorbing the nutrient energy of these light and love-filled affirmations, renewing and expanding the life force within each cell and organ of my body with fresh, newly charged energy and vitality. Presence activating and absorbing perfect radiant health into every cell, tissue, atom, and organ of my physical body. I fully accept the activation of this healing energy into every part of my body and mind now. Activating healing. I am in breathing, the full acceptance of this healing energy, acceptance into my body and being now. I am absorbing the full acceptance of this healing energy into my body now. Activating healing. I am expanding the full acceptance of this healing energy in every cell and organ of my body. Accepting healing. I am projecting the full and total acceptance of this healing energy. Acceptance into every cell, tissue, atom, and DNA of my body. Directing intelligence and healing where it is most needed. Clearing energy in the causal body, clearing and transmuting shadow in the subconscious and causal body, drifting deeper, going deeper, forgiving yourself. Releasing all that no longer serves me or my body. I release and let go. let God. Letting go of all that no longer serves me and the radiant health of my body. Letting go effortlessly. Synchronizing brainwave functions in resonance with my higher self for optimal health. Optimizing and synchronizing the healthy function of my nervous system, strengthening and renewing all the nerves in my body. Optimizing and synchronizing heart function and blood flow now, delivering fresh new oxygenated blood to every cell in my body. Optimizing and balancing alkalinity in each cell. Optimizing and synchronizing functions of my lungs and the oxygenation of all the cells in my body. Optimizing and synchronizing the function of all the glands in my endocrine system, optimizing metabolism and absorption of all living nutrients. Optimizing and synchronizing my digestive system, improving my ability to absorb all living nutrients that I ingest into my body. Optimizing and strengthening the functions of all the muscles, bones, joints, and ligaments in my body. Restoring harmony, balance, peace, and perfect radiant health in my body, mind, and spirit.
Ooh, I hope everyone feels as good as I do right now. That's just an amazing guided meditation. And can people purchase this one?
Yes. One thing I wanted to say about it, it's a crystal clear meditation. I mean, going through the internet, it muffles a little bit, but the sound, the music, the actual guided meditation is super crystal clear.
Yeah.
The album is called Heal Your Life, Body and Spirit. It's available worldwide through iTunes, through Amazon, through CD Baby. You could just also go into musicforhealthyliving.com, and you'll find it there under self-help.
Okay.
As long as, yeah.
Wonderful. And we had so many callers today. It was just this massive wave of people, so I couldn't take everybody. I'm sorry, but I want everybody to listen to the meditations. I know that you called for a good reason and that you will get a lot out of this, Joe, even if we can't take your call today. And usually what happens is we'll take a caller and it'll be a message for other people as well, because there's always, that's the way spirit loves to work, to speak through somebody else a lot of the time. But I'm going to go ahead, and if you're ready, are you ready to talk to some people? I want to take some calls.
I would love to, and I have the angel cards here ready on the phone, and I can just pick a card for each one. Or yes, absolutely.
Great. So just a little background on what we're doing. Do you want to share your website? Let's just say your website so that everyone can go and get the app for these cards for Insight Anytime.
Yeah, musicforhealthyliving.com. Just go to the app section. Like I said, it's already available for all Android devices. And Apple is coming out, I'd say, in about 2.5 to 3 weeks. We should have the app out for all the Apple iPhones and iPads. So it'll be iPhone 5, 6, 6 Plus, and iPad. Very happy to know.
Okay, so let's go really quickly. I'm going to try to get to the people that made it through, but we're going to have to go really fast. So please have a question ready, and we're going to start now, and we're going to cut it off quickly. So area code 781, do you have a question? Hi, what's your name?
Yes, hi. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Yeah, very nice meditation. So, okay, my question is, I feel like I've been, and maybe slowly emerging out of a kind of holding pattern or energetic holding pattern, and it feels like very slowly things are becoming more like, reawakened or something, and I just want to get a
great
commentary on that or whatever.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Like coming in.
Okay, I'm going to tune in, and then I'm going to be choosing a card for you right now.
Okay.
And here we go. Okay. Oh, good. This is the angel of openness. When the angel of openness enters your reading, it's an opportunity to let go of some of your protective armor and open yourself to new ideas, new ways of seeing and experiencing the multifaceted world without personal preconceptions of social and cultural conditioning. Allow yourself to be less judgmental, less critical, and less opinionated by not censoring so much information in your perceptions as they surface in your interactions with others. Be open to new possibilities of perceiving and experiencing life in ways that you never thought possible. Keep your heart and mind open to receive fresh input and energy from new opportunities within you, as well as around you. And these are going to start presenting themselves more as you continue with this shift. Each day is an opportunity to start afresh and expand your capacity for love, harmony, freedom, and inner peace. Keep your heart open by embracing unconditional love as you share this love and compassion with humanity and those close to you. This will help you let go of the defensive armor of the protective ego and the need to defend what is right or wrong. Stay open to other people's viewpoints and ideas, even if they don't match your own. You might just learn something valuable by staying open and not forming an immediate opinion or reaction.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, thank you, Bryn. Does that make
thank
sense?
You. Yeah, very much so.
Okay, thank you for calling. I love that, too. So I'm going to try and take another one and move through. The show is, like, technically supposed to be over and may stop recording any minute, but I'd really like to take a few more people if we can squeeze them in. So I'm going to take area code 631. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question?
Good. I just wanted to get an angel reading for love life.
Great.
Okay. For yourself, Susan?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to ask your angel. Okay. And peace. The angel of peace gently reminds you to stay in your peace during this time. Whatever is happening in your life right now, choose peace. Whatever is happening around you or within you, stay in your peace. Peace comes when you stop resisting change. When the ego and mind are no longer struggling for control, there is peace. It takes great patience, self-discipline, and awareness to cultivate true inner peace throughout life's ups and downs, delays, and setbacks, but less you react to all the inner and outer circumstances around you. And the more you choose to stay in your compassionate heart center, the easier it will be for you to anchor and maintain this deeper inner peace. Peace comes from harmony, and harmony comes from balance between opposites, active, receptive, yin-yang, and also light and dark. So it's navigating, learning how to navigate through life by staying in your center of peace, embracing life by accepting change, not resisting change, and walking the middle path. When resistance and reactivity give way, there is true inner peace. Anchor this inner peace into your life and practice this awareness daily by observing and fine-tuning your thoughts, emotions, perceptions, and your reactions.
So that's kind of a lot to ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you can work on it. And I've had that too recently. I just want to share with you. And I've noticed a big difference when I do try to, you know, really intend to bring more peace into things. So I think it does work.
Well, thank you.
Susan, also what I'm getting, Susan, also to trust your heart, trust your soul, trust your spirit, that whatever changes are happening are for your highest good, and not to resist that and be afraid, and just allow the change to come from within, and you're going to be just fine.
And patience, I'm sensing a little bit of, like that there is something really good coming, but just a little more patience you could do, you know, with a little more gentleness with yourself, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling. So let's try area code 303. You're lucky you got in. Do you have a question?
Yes, about love.
Oh, good, okay. Did you feel like that resonated with you, too?
Yeah.
About peace? Me, too. And maybe we can get, like, just a quick little card for you, too.
Yeah, thanks.
What's your name?
Allison.
Allison.
Hi, Allison. Okay,
Hi.
I'm going to do a card for you now. Let's try one. This one. Okay, here we go. You got transcendence. Eventually, every soul will transcend the confines of material existence and all the limitations of the physical body, the maintenance, and the intellect ego. The wise person starts to develop this awareness by understanding that all of life in this material world is transitory and permanent, and begins to practice detachment from both the ups and downs of daily life. Transcendence is a state of being above and beyond the limits of one's material experience. This higher state of awareness can be attained through meditation on the nature of existence and the purpose your soul chose to be here. When you begin to detach more from the results and fruits of your hard work and your desires and attachments, as you become more aware that you are not this mind, body, intellect, or ego, this awareness will eventually free you from the attachments, expectations, and struggles of material existence. Your soul has the power to help you achieve this. As you align with your soul self and connect with the light, love, power, and intelligence of this awakened part of your greater self, your inner Buddha nature is spontaneously awakened. This Buddha nature is self-luminous, self-aware, fully enlightened, self-realized, and free. Moderation, detachment, patience, kindness, trust, compassion, and empathy are all qualities that are necessary to achieve a state of transcendence. Each choice you make in life by incorporating these virtues in all that you do will help you to eventually live in a state of transcendent inner peace, harmony, and beauty. This will also help liberate you from the conditioning and illusions of duality in 3D. Whatever situation you find yourself in at this moment, you are, this moment, in a quickened state of transcending these limitations, and the angels are assisting you and blessing you with their love and support. And what I'm getting for you, too, is there's a higher love that is awakening within you. There's a higher love. Allow that higher love to guide you to the love that your soul is calling for.
I do, too. I feel that, too. So
because
thank
sometimes
you very much.
We envision. Sometimes it comes in a different way.
I think there's a there's an echo coming back, but did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Great. So you're on that kind of a higher path than a lot of people, you know. And one of the things that your soul seems to have chosen that I'm seeing is like a bit of an alchemy going on. So you really are, yeah. So you're an alchemist, and good luck with that. No, I'm just kidding. Because what happens is, because now you're on the spiritual, you know, you're dealing with these ascended masters and angels in every aspect of your life, and you're actually, you know, transmuting for other people too.
And what I'm getting is love is all around you. You're surrounded by love. And don't accept anything less than the highest love that you really deserve. That's the message I'm getting.
Because it is coming through you, too. And always, you know, staying in that light and remembering to connect to that will help you to feel it coming back to you as well.
What this reading particularly says is let go of the limited human love that we're attached to the concepts and the opinions, how we envision that there's a higher love that is working its magic through you. And as the more you align with it, the more you will be free. That's what I'm getting.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you for calling. Yay. So,
you're welcome.
Okay. So a couple more calls. Do you want to try to run through a couple more? I know this is very fast.
I love doing these readings. Absolutely.
Yay, me too. I love that people are here with us. It's exciting. So area code 323. Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Sophia.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I would like just a divine message. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah,
yes,
that's
Sophia,
perfect.
Absolutely. Okay. Opportunity, yeah. When the angel of opportunity knocks at your door when you receive this card, this opportunity is a gift. We can view the challenges in our life as obstacles or as opportunities to manifest more patience, self-control, surrender, detachment, love, compassion, forgiveness, empathy, and understanding. This is your special time. An opportunity to make more progress and advancement in an area of your life that has been challenging or slower to develop. Utilize this special opening as an opportunity to make accelerated advancement in your life by moving ahead with a project or some form of activity. This is a fruitful time for you to take action toward manifesting your dreams. Seize the day by taking this opportunity to move forward. This can also mean that you are being presented with an opportunity to make certain adjustments in your life that will improve the quality of your daily life, your communication with others, and your relationship to the world.
That makes perfect sense. I had even a contemplation this morning about being ready for the opportunity that comes my way.
Exactly.
Wow.
The more house cleaning we do, you'll find yourself, and this is what I'm going to tell everybody. Everybody wants money, partner, love, all this illusion. The bottom line is when you do the daily clearing, it doesn't matter what's out there. What matters is, are you at peace? Are you in your clarity? Are you in your higher truth? From that resonance, you attract that like frequency, and that is the only thing that is for your highest good. Why would you want to take anything less or lower? That's my message to all of you.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Yay. So there's just one more. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. You're the last caller, and it's not giving me your number. Hello?
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, this is Rita.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I was wondering about my health.
Okay.
Okay.
Calling. I'm glad you got here.
I don't know why this connected. Twin flames came up. Wow, this is really powerful. This is one of the most. This is one of my favorite cards ever. I mean, the whole deck. Oh my God. This is one of the most beloved and sacred of all angel cards, highlighting the most intimate divine love and sacred union between you and your divine complement. Your twin flame is an aspect of your higher soul self and a part of your very own soul essence. Your divine complement can be embodied on Earth at the same time as you. However, most of the time, this other half of your soul mirror is embodied in a higher dimension, guiding and assisting you in your soul evolution on Earth until you ascend and rejoin your divine complement in the ascended realms of light. The love of twin flames is the deepest, most intimate, and sacred of all unions one can experience. This bond is eternal, beyond time or space, and once you are reunited with your twin flame, that spark will ignite and accelerate a spiritual fire within your soul that will transform your entire experience of love and intimacy. Open your heart to this sacred love. The angel of twin flames is blessing you and clearing the path for you to reconnect with your beloved twin flame. This is truly a sacred bond of eternal divine love that is imperishable.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I'm flabbergasted.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And how can that apply to health?
By reconnecting with the love within you again, and just, you know, like the meditation I did, I for you specifically too, I would highly recommend Heal Your Life, Body, and Spirit, because
yes,
that half an hour meditation is so powerful. The other one is the Archangel Meditation. It's also on that CD. But the second one is just how to talk. That's what I wanted to tell everybody. The Heal Your Life, Body, and Spirit is how to learn how to communicate with the cells in your body, how to activate with the intrinsic divine intelligence in every cell in your body. You're ready for that. And I feel that this CD would really be of great benefit to you.
Thank you so much.
Did you get to hear the meditation?
Pleasure.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, thank you
and
for
that
calling.
That was just a short snippet of it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. So that was perfect, because I really feel like that is healing. I mean, that is really a lot of healing, you know, big way to start the system de-stressing, get more of an alkaline system, more of a restorative energy going in the body. Meditation always helps.
Yes, and I think that we've all been through so much, and I think in the last few months there have been the solar flares, there have been a lot of cosmic activity that's made it challenging on the body. I mean, it's hard for the organs, the nervous system to, Earth is changing and really raising its frequency, so it's challenging for the physical body, and at the same time, a lot of shadow stuff's coming up. And as I said earlier, look at the emotions. Don't block. The most important thing is do not block the emotions. Even if they're weird, whatever comes up, don't censor it, don't judge it, release. Don't hold on to the anger. Don't hold on to the resentment. Don't hold on to the pain. The more you let go of all that, the less you feel victimized, and you take charge over your life, you always have that choice. This is what's going to get you through these times. The deeper you connect with your spirit self, it's either sink or swim at this point. Either you drown in the victimhood or you rise up victorious as the victor. And that is really what's happening now. The stronger foundation you have with your spiritual self, the easier and smoother your journey will be in these times of transformation.
Right. And if we do block those feelings or, you know, put them into the shadow, they can get stuck and create inflammation and irritation and more imbalance. So that's a really good reason.
Yes.
To
and
actually,
also not only that, but you, and then what we'll do is you will attract situations in your life that will mirror that suppressed emotion to you, and then you'll go, oh my God, you'll feel even more victimized.
Yes, and then it gets faster and faster, right? I've noticed that, more and more synchronicity. I've noticed that too.
So taking what I just want to say, take full responsibility for your healing. Take full responsibility for your life. We chose to be here at this time. We chose the parents. And we do have a choice. We do have a choice to rise above all the limitations that we've experienced, you know, in our childhood, from past lives.